Уважаемый господин председатель.
Chair, I will be brief. The accusations we have heard once again against my country compel me to respond. We note that in his statement, the representative of the European Union set forth several arguments. Only cynical and false assessments, which we categorically reject and which do not bear any resemblance to reality. This was about energy policy and emissions, and there were some other points. How European politicians acted during the start of the conflict in Ukraine seriously exacerbated the situation and provoked a crisis. It was precisely the EU policy that caused the surge in prices. As we can see from looking as well at the Middle East, the markets there are quite stable because there has not been any political reaction or imposition of UCMs by the US and the EU. After Western politicians, after what they did in 2022, they have impacted the energy markets. And as we saw in the graphs today, the markets are not currently undergoing shock. We underscore that Russia will continue to be a reliable partner, a reliable energy for a broad range of countries, and will continue to contribute to the stability of markets. The figures and statistics speak for themselves. Thank you.